What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, back in your life. How y'all doing? Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, here. No Future Dan, but no worries. There's just too much stuff going on. Had to power through. We may have a second show this week, to be honest, with the dynamic duo, if I may say so myself, Future Dan and I. Pretty good combo. I mean, this is episode 155. I think we've done at least 151 of those 155 episodes together. So one of the very few. But I had to power through. There's just way too much news, way too much going on. May or may not have a show, a second show later this week. But regardless, we're back all fall. We took last week off for our normal once every quarter, once every 3 months. We take a 1 week break, so that was last week. Knocking it out today. Wow, man, so much. I'm not gonna really spoil it, but the news blitz is only gonna be a small portion of what I'm gonna try to review today. One real focus of tonight will be the financial system. And for you all listening, what are you? You're preppers. You don't necessarily, I mean, generally speaking, if you're a prepper, you know that the financial system is going to collapse when stuff hits the fan. Now, is that because of an EMP? Is that because of a major virus? Is that because of terrorist attack, dirty bombs? Is that because of war with China? Whatever it is, everyone's like, okay, if your preps are going to really, really need to be used, it's going to be it's going to be an economic maelstrom, to say the least. So I'm not even going to necessarily get too much into the detail of why things are collapsing, but more of what you can do to prepare yourself and what you can do to leverage the U.S. dollar, the reserve currency of the world, while it still is, leverage that as most effectively as possible while you still can, whether that's buying preps, buying land, gold, silver, ammo. There's a lot of other things you can. But I'm going to be focusing a fair amount on Bitcoin and gold and silver. But Bitcoin right now, looking at it, at $51,400. I remember when Patriot Power Hour first started in 2017, about almost exactly 4 years ago, 3 years and 11 months ago, I think Bitcoin was 17,000. I was a big proponent and buyer at that time. Well, it's up to 51,000 and counting. We're going to talk about what that means, and I'm not going to be here shilling Bitcoin because I think it sells itself. I don't need to tell you all how awesome it is. If you do the research, I think you will find a place for it in your preps, financially at least. If you have enough money to stow some away, and really, who does these days? There's so much we got to buy to prep. I will say that. But if you got a little bit, trust me, it's a lot better than the stock market. But we're also going to be talking gold and silver, which I'm a big proponent of, and I feel like has been some of the gas has been, some air has been let out of the gold and silver balloon the last decade. Why? Because of Bitcoin. I know personally I put money that I would have otherwise put into gold and silver into Bitcoin. However, I still have been stacking my precious metals. And don't forget about that lead either. So I'm going to be talking a little bit more about that in the second half of the show, some more details. I'm personally in the market for some land, bug out location. Don't have tons of money, but I'm looking at that. So I'm going to talk about my journey or what I'm looking at now. Maybe some of you guys can give me some tips. So that'll be more the second half of the show. Of course, the second segment will be the News Blitz. But until then, a couple shout-outs for the network overall. First off, welcoming all the new listeners and new hosts and returning hosts. We've had hosts that have taken a little hiatus coming back. It's really, really fun to have them come back and share their journey over the last several months. And maybe we haven't heard as much from them. And also, you know, I'm jealous because Future Dan got a copy of the review copy, and I didn't get it, but I'm going to borrow it from him. Maybe mine's in the mail. The Prepper's Guide to Surviving Pandemics, Bioterrorism, and Infectious Disease. This is by the same author who wrote the Prepper's Medical Handbook, I believe it's called. And I've read that. Pretty much, I've read at least half of that book, and it's very segmented. So you go one topic by one topic, kind of like an encyclopedia. So you don't really read it from front to back. I mean, I did read a good portion of a lot of topics, but it's a handbook. It's, you know, whereas this is more of a true book. So I did thumb through Future Dan's version, and it is very up to date. I don't know. I think this was published just in the last month, so it has all the real information, the fully researched and backed information. Remember, this gentleman is a doctor, William Forgery. He's a doctor, MD. So when people are always like, oh, you're not a doctor. Well, you can't say anything about COVID. You can't say anything about a vaccine. You can't say anything. You know, it's not just about that. It's about just in general as well, pandemics, bioterrorism, and infectious disease. But of course, there's a large portion dedicated to COVID and the vaccines and the responses and the social isolation and destruction to society and the economy forced on by all this. So support our sponsor. Check it out. I know there's been ads and I believe it's on the website, prepperbroadcasting.com. I presume it is. I know that an email actually went out. Of course, I'm a member of the Continuity Prepper Broadcast Network membership, $60 a year. The Continuity. I got an email from info@prepperbroadcasting.com saying, this is like the 2 days after I had seen it in person, The Prepper's Guide to Surviving Pandemics, Bioterrorism, and Infectious Disease. Very legit. So many other fun sponsors. And you got to remember, guys, ladies and gentlemen, PBN, Prepper Broadcasting Network, we are funded by you. But we don't even do telethon calls like PBS, right? Funded from viewers like you. Well, we're funded by listeners and viewers like you. And that's it. We have literally no corporate sponsors. It all comes from the goodness of the hearts of the hosts and your support. Whether it's the Disaster Coffee, whether it's these books, whether it's the Greenovative. Man, I did not buy a Greenovative, even though I really, really wanted to. It's just a little out of my budget. Even I don't know. I got to save up. Maybe they'll have like a Black Friday sale. Anyway, especially the water filter, Greenovative. I was like, I really want to buy it. I didn't pull the trigger. Anyway, little shout out to the sponsors. Little shout out to the network. Check it out, guys. I'm not just a host. I'm a listener, too. All right. Well, got a few minutes left, and we're going to go to break and come back with the news blitz. Again, no future Dan today, unfortunately. Scheduling conflict came up last second, but I was like, you know, we were going to move it to Thursday. We still may have a quick show Thursday with so much going on. Worst case, though, he'll be back next week. What would that be? Jeez, it's already October 5th today. Next Tuesday, October 12th. Time just keeps chugging along. Before you know it, it's been a year since the election. And before you know it, we'll be coming up on 2 years since COVID. You know, I really feel like this next season of Patriot Power Hour, this next 3 months between now and the winter solstice or thereabouts, you know, at least to the, let's just say the end of the year, that is a very, very scary window, in my opinion. And when we go through the news blitz here in a few minutes, I think y'all understand why that the next 3 months really could be a trigger for a next phase. We kind of crossed a new line, right, of disaster that you couldn't go back from when COVID hit, right? Especially, let's just say, in March of 2020. The financial trauma, the lockdowns, all that. You could not go back from that. I feel like the next 3 months there could be more events similar, if not more dangerous in scale, that we won't be able to come back from. Am I going to predict exactly what, when, or how? No. But again, some of these news items we're going to cover stick out for themselves. But in particular, I'm thinking cyber attacks that really cause immense damage. I'm talking war or, you know, mistaken shootdowns that cause extreme tension, trade embargoes. We're already seeing massive supply chain issues with China. If things really pop off, can you believe what's going to happen? And the knock-on effects of that and the dominoes and the unemployment and inflation that would come about. So I really feel this next 3 months, not to despair. I'm a firm believer that in the long run, America is going to come through this and kick ass, and hopefully the rest of America will be, or the rest of the world will become much more free. And it'll be kind of 1776 worldwide, to steal a mantra. But literally, we have to go through that fire, and I think the next, you know, decade is really when things are going to get ugly. But we can get through that and rebuild. But this next few months, really, it's going to be the trigger, I think. Anyway, keep on prepping. Every single day counts. I'm going to come back, hit the news blitz. And then on the second half, we're going to talk about how to use your money efficiently while it's still worth something. Whether that's investing, buying preps, etc. We'll be back on the Patriot Power Hour.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us, Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the National Disaster Relief Effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Back to Never Never Land with the news blitz for today, October 5th, 2021. It's 8:15 p.m. Eastern. Start left to right. First column focused on liberty and news. YouTube bans channels airing criticism of vaccines. I saw that the Ron Paul channel was taken down for videos from years ago. There was a backlash and they were reinstated. But I know my own channel was taken down where I had not uploaded an episode for 3+ years. They're going back and banning everywhere. There's a multi-billion dollar market for phone location data. It's really surprising how valuable your data is. I suggest you go do a little research into just how they can use your data. But in this particular case, your phone location data, not even your search or other, your Facebook, social media, all that other data, just your location data, multi-billion dollar market, privacy annihilated is the indicator. Of course, on futuredanger.com, a link to PBN, as well as the Patriot Power Archive, where you can go access all 154 and counting today, 155. The archive will be posted on Future Danger probably by tomorrow. It depends when I feel like it. FutureDanger.com, all the archives, and a link directly to Prepper Broadcasting Network. But of course, you got that bookmarked already, don't you? Let's move on to the second column. This is focused on geopolitics, security, the grand chessboard. China steps up Taiwan flybys as 38 warplanes enter the defense zone. Over a two-day period, there were 77 warplanes into the Taiwanese defense zone. This is not literally over land, not over the island itself, but within the defense zone, as they would say on Star Trek, into the neutral zone. You're not supposed to put any warplanes there. Well, they've been flying many on over there. Taiwanese foreign minister warns his country preparing for war with China. Well, anyone that has some understanding of warfare should understand and realize that China is doing this to understand Taiwan's response, map out where their anti-air defense resources are, test the reaction speed, etc., etc. You know, just like in football. You don't want to use all your great plays in the preseason or even in the first half of the season. But Taiwan's having to, because whenever they see 30+ warplanes coming over, they gotta be worried about a strike. Now, I think the probability is low. But low doesn't mean not at all. And I probably just jinxed it. You know, if they're gonna do a surprise attack, that's gonna be more than 70 warplanes coming at them. But still, Taiwan's defense has to go through it. It's an absolute provocation. They've never done it to this amount. They've never really did it before. Now it's ramped up to literally dozens of warplanes every day. More brazen, more dangerous. Miscalculation could take place. It's the last thing we want to see. Now, moving on to our friends Russia, they test-fired a submarine-launched hypersonic missile. Many believe it could kill a carrier without being able to be taken down. Do I believe that? Unsure. I would hope that they have some laser technology that we're unaware of, and or that the chain guns the Gatling guns that got mounted on those carriers, coupled with modern radar, computing, etc., could shoot one down more, you know, likely. Maybe not if it had a nuke on it, you know. It might be able to nuke a carrier group, but it's a little different. I don't know. There's always, heck, even in World War II, naval warfare changed, right? All became about the aircraft. All became about now cruise missile, now hypersonic submarine launched missile. What are the counters to it? Is the carrier concept dead or just evolving? Good question. But Russia's moving on that for sure. In the meanwhile, though, the U.S. has the X-37B robotic space plane. 500 days in Earth orbit. What's it doing up there? Unknown. Lockheed refusing to comment on video exposing mystery aviation technology on secret testing base. Looked like some sort of mock-up of a new fighter silhouette that was being put up for radar testing. Not an actual aircraft, but that's what I read into it when I reviewed that. But it's absolutely known that they're coming up with a new super modern, I don't know what to call it. I think it's sixth generation, I believe they call it, aircraft. Fighter aircraft. So they're working on that right now. Hopefully it'll do a little better than we saw with the F-35. Cost like $1 trillion and failed many tests. But regardless, let's keep moving. Third column, economic. I'm not going to go too deep into this column because I'll be talking all economics and finance pretty much the second half of the show. But let's get rocking. Treasury Secretary Yellen, former Federal Reserve Chairman, pushes for removal of federal government debt ceiling. Does anyone see a conflict of interest in this? Or any issues with the former Federal Reserve Central Bank head now being the head of the Treasury and also trying to remove the federal government debt ceiling? Does anyone else see this as a problem? Anyway, federal government moving closer to its first ever default. The old $1 trillion platinum coin BS is back. Where to avert defaults and shut down, Treasury can mint a single 1 ounce platinum coin and denominate it as $1 trillion and buy some breathing room as they do this reconciliation and all that garbage so they can spend all the money that we don't have. Yeah. That just show you why you need to get out of the U.S. dollar ASAP, everybody. Inflation gauge hits highest since 1991. Consumer price index up in the red zone. Again, we talked about this a few weeks ago. Hasn't changed because this is the quarterly measure. It's at 2.34%. I personally believe that the official number for Q3, the quarter that just ended at the end of September, because the number I just mentioned, 2.3%, is Q2. That's through end of June. I believe that July 1st through September 30th, the official number will be near 5%, but the real number will be 10% or higher. So that's why I assume in all my transactions and everything, even negotiating at work, whatever, 10% inflation minimum from here on out, folks. Budget for it, prepare for it, prep for it. Speaking of prepping, the Fed preps a, quote, review of central bank digital currency that could render cash and privacy quite obsolete. Maybe I'll have to get into why that is absolutely the opposite of what Bitcoin is, but we'll see how much time I have in the second half of this show.
But, you know, China's already talked about, they've essentially already created the digital yuan, the dollar, digital dollars pretty much created, but now they're going to not only have the SWIFT system and all the electronic banking where 99% of banking is electronic, very little physical currency and checks are exchanged anymore. Well, they're going to convert that electronic to some sort of digital currency that's blockchain-based. They're going to tout all the great things about blockchain, which Bitcoin has. But forget about the part about being decentralized and finite in amount. That's what sets Bitcoin apart. Decentralized and finite. Whereas the Fed, yeah, whatever trickery they put together, it's still going to be able to be printed out of thin air, just like their platinum coin. I know this is a little bit of a ranty news blitz today, but that's what happens when it's just me on the mic, guys. Let's move on. Fourth and final column. Then we'll hit break and come back, talk some more finance, economics, and how to use your prepper dollar wisely. Health and nature column on futuredanger.com. California, the first to require students to be COVID-19 vaccinated. We'll go look at that. We'll dive into some of these articles later on, too. I clicked that one in particular to review. Supreme Court lets New York school employee vaccine mandate stand. I know more than a year ago, really just soon after the lockdowns, both Future Dan and myself and others on this network talked about the vaccine mandates that were coming, and we were chastised as conspiracy theorists. Well, there you go. Supreme Court lets New York school employee vaccine mandate stand. We've seen United and other airlines firing people en masse. Hospitals, too. Chinese journalist who documented COVID-19 in Wuhan resurfaces after 600 days. Oil slick off Los Angeles coast, off of Huntington Beach, covers 13 square miles. And I think that's going to do it for today's News Blitz. We'll come back, review a few of these articles, and again, talk a little bit about the economics and finance and how to use your money. In my opinion, I do not give financial advice, but I do, but I don't. I tell you what I do in my logic, and you use it as you see fit. How about that? Can we all agree on that? All right. Ben the Breaker Banksters, I'll be back shortly with a little bit more content. Fun show tonight, early October 2021. Stick with us, Patriot Power Hour. Be right back.
Millions of Americans are still not protected against COVID-19. And we are seeing more infections among those who are unvaccinated. I issued a Surgeon General's advisory on the dangers of health misinformation. Surgeon General advisories are reserved for urgent public health threats. Misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. Health misinformation is false, inaccurate, or misleading information about health. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Misinformation takes away our freedom. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. Misinformation has led people to resist wearing masks. What we call disinformation. We need an all-of-society approach. Checking sources before they share.
tell me where the freak's at.
If you're not sure, don't share. Today, the Rockefeller Foundation is announcing a $13.5 million commitment. This is just the beginning. We expect more from our technology companies. We get that bass thumping, people jumping all over the world. Take action against misinformation super spreaders. Got that freak flow, freak show. Welcome to the circus. Bringing individuals and organizations together. Let the leaders lead, preachers preach. Welcome to the circus. Nearly every death we are seeing now from COVID-19 could have been prevented. See, we do this for a purpose, just to keep that fire burning. Kids are depending on all of us to get vaccinated. And we don't need no water, let that mother burn. There are more and more patients with COVID-19 who never got vaccinated. Because they were misled by misinformation. Healthier information environment. There is disinformation that is coming from bad actors. Not sharing is caring. Misinformation literally costing us our loved ones. Technology companies have a particularly important role. Much more has to be done, and we can't wait. It's costing people their lives.
We are in regular touch with these social media platforms. We've increased disinformation research and tracking. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook. So we're helping get trusted content out there. COVID community courts. Robust enforcement strategy. Information travels quite quickly on social media platforms. Information spreads too quickly. We have empowered, engaged, funded local voices to combat misinformation that's traveling online or traveling, unfortunately, out of the mouths of elected officials.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour, second half. Let's get it rocking. Tell me where the freaks at. Well, the freaks are on Capitol Hill, and the freaks are on Constitution Avenue at the Federal Reserve Building, and in New York City, and on Pennsylvania Avenue, where the freaks at. They're pretty apparent, not hard to find. Couple more articles I wanted to hit on before we get into the finale of the show. A little bit more of a finance and prepping, using prepping money correctly. What I think is correctly, you know, I don't know, have all the answers by any means. Just kind of my advice currently what to do. I wanted to hit on this article though first. California Governor Gavin Newsom last Friday announced a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all students. First requirement of its kind in the United States, both public and private. I mean, homeschooled, like Dave Jones was saying the other day, best thing that ever happened to him and his family. They went homeschool. But some people think, oh, private school, I'll get away with it. No, at least not in California. Both public and private students at elementary and secondary schools will be required to be vaccinated for in-person learning starting this academic term or semester. Now, thing is, they're going to expand this. They have done this in college already where they say, hey, you're from home. You're not in-person learning, but you still need to have the vaccine. Here,
in this article, currently, that is not the case. If you're going to be in-person learning, you have to have the vaccine. But if you're not in-person, you don't. But all but guarantee, very soon, it's going to be pressed all along. Or, for example, you'll be heavily restricted from everything. It's not, it's going to be, think of it as segregation. Literally. Get the vaccine and the non-vaccine drinking fountain. Literally. Think of it like that. You'll absolutely not be allowed to go to any extracurricular events. Won't be able to walk at graduation. Even if you study at home. Right. Let's get the vaccine. Now, this is predicated upon the full approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for the grade span 7 to 12 and K to 6. That means this could take effect either January 1st or July 1st, whichever date comes first following approval. So this is not coming in quite yet. But pretty darn soon. K to 6 will be a little bit after the 7 to 12 span. But absolutely, I mean, this is what you expect, of course, by now. If you're still living in California and you're surprised and against this, what the hell are you doing there? I don't know. I have heard someone say, I'm standing my ground here, and I can salute someone for saying that. Not giving in, because California is a beautiful state with a lot of resources as well. A great part of America before it's totally destroyed by socialism, communism, and just laziness. Still got big tech, but we saw what happened with Facebook yesterday, down for hours and hours. That didn't even make our news blitz because it's not necessarily threatening. But on the flip side, I just have a feeling it's not the end of major cyber attacks, cyber outages. So, one more item. Give a shout out to, I'm going to call him our number one fan of Patriot Power Hour, Marcus on Twitter, Swedish homesteader. He's given us our maybe monthly update on how things are going over there in Europe. He's a big listener of PBN. Listen, he found our show via PBN. He's a homesteader. He's from Sweden, and he loves PBN, so it's freaking awesome. I know even myself, we're a little American-centric oftentimes, but we've got to remember there's a lot of patriots worldwide. It's not just all about America. We can get other nations to ally with us, at least the people therein. A lot of good people out there. Can't count them out. So this is what's going on in Europe. The gas prices are out of control. Gasoline, more than $8 a gallon equivalent for regular gas. Not even that plus or premium, right? $8. So they more than double what we have. Their natural gas is going through the roof, though, even more than the gasoline. While their gasoline is what? Twice as expensive, maybe 2.5 times more expensive than ours on average. Right now, their natural gas is 4 times, perhaps. Ours is going up, and oil is going up, too. Let's take a quick look. This will be a good segue into the rest of the show, talking about inflation and how to spend your money best as possible, in my opinion. But looking at oil, oil's up at $79. I know it's gone up quite a lot. This time last year was at like $40. We've essentially seen oil double. Natural gas, which is a huge input cost now to electricity. A lot of natural gas power generation out there, but a lot of other trucks and a lot has been moved to natural gas, which natural gas is a pretty, for fossil fuel, it's one of the best ones. Cleanest, most effective, least dangerous. So I'm a fan of that. I wish we could and transfer over to a more renewable, better source of energy. That can't happen overnight. That'll take like 50 years if we do it correctly. They're not doing it correctly on purpose. But before I go down a tangent too much, look, right now, natural gas, $6.29 per 1,000 cubic feet. I believe that's the proper measure. $6.29. It used to be just a few bucks, even $2.50 at some point. But in Europe, gosh, I have that right here. They were up to 25 or more the other day, five times. Why? Well, Swedish homesteader sent the link. This is why European energy prices are breaking records. Russia just limited the gas exports to Europe. There are serious talks of rolling power outages during the coming winter. Russian gas throws, this is a quote from the article and also from Swedish homesteader. Russian gas flows through a major transit route was halved early Tuesday. They're refocusing on refilling the storage in Russia. And Russia's pretty much said, guess what? Fly a kite. We're keeping our gas. We've already met our mandated trade quotas, right? In the UK, in the meanwhile, shortage of trucks and drivers with the result of gas. And now they have, yes, you're right, military in there. Providing the gas, driving the trucks. Now, even in America, they're talking about National Guard and military taking over some of the same type of jobs, or even staffing some hospitals, paramedics. I mean, hey, National Guard, that's a good use of them in a way. I'd rather have them there than overseas getting blown up for, for some dictators. But I also prefer that the free market work and we can have people get paid effectively, efficiently, to have the economy work rather than all these shortages and all this dislocation. And that's the segue. By the way, Swedish homesteader, you're the man. Or, well, actually, I shouldn't even assume the gender. I'm not even being cute about it. I assume you're a gentleman. But if not, I know we got lots of women listeners as well. And host, it's definitely a lot of fun to have all the different personalities. But I presume you're a male. But if not, my apologies. But thank you so much for all the intel you've been giving me. Marcus. That's why I assumed you're a male. So there you go. I didn't assume your gender. I knew you were a male. I just didn't know 100% because I've never met you in person. But regardless, some good intel from over there in Europe. And remember, folks, it's just, it's over there in Europe or over there in Asia and China. Why does it affect us? Why does it care? The entire economy worldwide is totally interdependent. And one domino that falls in Europe can knock it all down. Same within China. And that's what we're going to talk about here in this next 15 minutes before the economy does collapse. Because there's a million and one ways it could collapse. We're not going to talk about that right now. We talk about that a lot on this show. But what can you do? First and foremost, if you know what the Intrepid Commander talks about and represents as the most important stuff in the order of operations for your prepping, do that. If you only have a very limited amount of money, I suggest using whatever you allocate for preps now. And I'm talking like $10,000. Your first $10,000, if you have $10,000 budgeted to spend in the next 5 years, I suggest spending it all in the next 1 year, maybe even the next 6 months. That sounds kind of crazy, but I'm telling you, it makes sense. Check it out. Real estate, if you're looking to buy a bug out spot, only going up in price. Food, storable or otherwise, only going up in price. Bug out vehicle, only going up in price. Everything only going up in price. The inflation's crazy. But here's the, in my opinion, as important or more important, and this is why I believe you need to buy whatever's on your prepping list as soon as possible. Don't forego paying the mortgage. I don't think it's that red alert yet, but it's damn close, okay? I still think you should pay your bills. Don't declare bankruptcy and blow all your credit cards on preps yet. That might be a reasonable option. If we know stuff's going to hit the fan in a month or two, I'm not going to say to do that, though. So, at your own accord. But at some point, there's going to be a massive global reset, and you need to spend and get what you need and what you can barter and trade with before everything shut down. Let's just put it at that. But for now, I still think being reasonable and smart with your credit and not going bankrupt, going over your head is smart, because this is still a slow burn. While I said the next few months, there's going to be events that are going to bring us to across a new Rubicon, it doesn't mean I think everything is going to collapse in the next 3 months. No, I still think it's a 5 to 10 year horizon. So if you go all in and then have to declare bankruptcy in 6 months, you could be in a worse position in 2, 3, 5 years from now. But if you still pay your bills, but from a preparedness budget point of view, pull all that forward, maybe go into debt slightly, you can get some cheap loans out there, I'm saying. But this is not for made in Chinese crappy buy on Amazon. This is not for the latest sneakers. What you'll be buying with this is a year worth of food, is 5 years worth of water filters, is a 10-acre plot with a well, is a bug out vehicle, is maybe even think about the skills. Maybe you go on a 1 week or 1 month training binge. Maybe you actually go out on some sort of camping survivalist expedition. You pay for that, or you just take a month off work and or even just quit your job, right? Temporarily, if you're able. Probably not the best financial decision, but you know what I mean. Some people are between jobs or can scale up and down. Maybe you do minimal work, or you know, take some time off so you can really disconnect, get back to nature, work on some of your survival skills. That, think of that as costing money, right? It's all money. It's all energy. Money is energy, or supposed to be. This fiat money they have now is all fraud at this point. But the foundation of money, and what makes Bitcoin unique, I think, is it's supposed to represent energy. It used to be gold. It took a lot of energy to find, mine, and guard your gold. So therefore, having some gold was very valuable. Everybody wanted it. Very rare, interchangeable, fungible, all those fun things. But now we're in the digital age. And while I still do love gold, silver, and lead, and things that sling lead, let's just say that, assuming the internet doesn't go down, Bitcoin, in my opinion, is internet money. Put flat. Right there. So I'm a fan of crypto, if only to fund your future prepping endeavors. And that's what I've done with it. I've stored some for long term, but I've also traded back and forth, buy the lows, sell the highs, or just put in just like $100 a month for a few years. Before you know it, you got quite a bankroll, and you can turn that into a down payment on a bug out spot. Or you can turn that into some new gear, right? So the money is what is broken. Is Bitcoin going to fix the money? Some people think so, some people don't. But what we can all agree on is the money is broken. But for now, the US dollar is still the king turd of shit mountain. Okay. It's still on the top. The yen, the euro, the yuan, every other currency out there is total steaming garbage compared to the dollar. That's how bad they are. And trust me, the dollar is absolutely pathetic compared to what it even was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. The amount of debt and lack of funding and this whole debt ceiling fiasco where they're trying to get rid of the debt ceiling. Literally strip it out of existence for the first time. You know, just a symptom, just a symptom. So we know the dollar, kind of our basis is this. Number one, 10% inflation minimum go forward. That means if you try to buy something 3-4 years from now, it's going to be 50%+ higher. Look, that's only the price aspect. I want to pull back real quick. We talk about inflation. We talk about buying low or buying while you still can. But really, buying when you still can is half the battle, too. Not just the price point. And in a way, it may be worth overpaying for some things now because there may be no price for them in the future. Look at vehicles right now. They can't even manufacture the chips. They can't even get new vehicles. So guess what? The used vehicles are getting snatched up. The used vehicle market is getting pretty tight. If this continues, it can only get worse. Not only price going up, but just unavailable. Now, what true massive shortages we have not even really experienced or seen. So when those come, it'll be absolutely shocking. It's one thing if food and energy double and then double again. It's a whole different thing if there's no gas at all, even for 10 times the price. Even if you have tons of gold and silver and crypto or whatever, even if you have a marauding gang with lots of lead and things that's slang and you want to steal from people, which I absolutely do not endorse and would not be doing in the apocalypse myself. But even if you choose that path, there still may not be any gas to steal. There still may not be any food to steal. At some point, yes, there will always be some resources. But my point is, price is only part of it. And if you have a lot of money, or you store a lot, or you think, hey, I'm going to get rich off Bitcoin and then buy all this food with it, you know, people may not be wanting your Bitcoin right now. People might not want your gold right now. You know, it's almost similar to folks who buy $10 million condos in Manhattan. After COVID, like right before COVID, they bought them. It's totally backfired on them. But guess what? The prices still go up. Why? Because they got nowhere else to put the money. Because there's no other options for that type of elite purchases. Well, when that comes down to food, which is trickling down from the very elite having 100, 200, 500% inflation and fancy Ferraris and priceless art just going up to massive numbers, you know, Babe Ruth cards going 10 times what they went for 10 years ago. Well, when that trickles down, the old trickle down effect, when that comes down and hits gasoline, hits your heating bill, hits your water. Think about the drought. Certain areas just crushed by drought. I mean, that's why you got to be prepared regionally as well. So does it make sense to go get 10 acres somewhere, drill a well? You might not be able to buy a new car. You might not be able to do a lot of other things you want to do. I suggest doing it. Because the U.S. dollar, it's going down. It's going down hard. And the rest of the world will go down with us. So I don't expect China or anyone to really take over. It's just going to be a massive collapse with everybody. But the inflation that's coming, but also just supply chain disruptions. What we're seeing now on the West Coast is nothing compared to what we will see. What was if some of those tankers started getting sunk? Right? What was if those ports started to get hit, both in China and in America? Now, I guess you could say this applies to all types of goods. Again, though, I'm not saying you should buy a bunch of televisions and a bunch of couches because they may be super rare and people will pay for them when there's no more shipments from China for a decade because of war. I mean, that's not actually a bad idea. You might have a warehouse of Samsung TVs you can hawk. But again, I personally believe food, water, shelter, skills, firearms, precious metals, and Bitcoin. I'm not really a crypto fan per se, but Bitcoin I am. But that's at the very, you know, very end of the line. Get those essentials. Do it while you can. Water filters, food, and all those resources. Anyway, guys, only a few minutes left. Actually, I'll probably end up getting out of here, making way for the Next Generation show. I hope you enjoyed it. Wasn't rambling too much. It's more difficult than I remember to do a show by myself. I miss future Dan. Don't worry, he will be back. But when it comes down to it, whatever happens, that'll make your prepper plans have to trigger. An economic collapse will be part of that. And any 401k or savings or even cash under the bed will be essentially useless at that point. So spend it while you got it. Make smart decisions. And remember, basics first. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Ben, the Breaker Bankster, signing off for this October 5th, 2021, episode 155, Patriot Power Hour. We'll be back next week, next Tuesday, live, 8 p.m. Eastern. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. Tune in tomorrow for another great show and visit us at PrepperBroadcasting.com.